Hi, welcome to the Brain and Behave podcast. I am your host Titus. Today's article written by Angela and read by Titus. Cognitive bias in the modern world. Cognitive bias are widely accepted as something that make us human. Everyday systematic internal thought process impact the way we live and work. But in a world where everything we do is changing rapidly, from the way we store information, the way we watch TV, what really classifies as rational thinking? It is a question with no right or wrong answer, but to help us decide for ourselves. In the name of self-awareness, here's a closer look at three recently discovered biases that we are mostly prone to exhibiting in the modern world. Automation bias. AI-infused applications are becoming incredibly good at personalizing our content. But will there come a time when we let algorithms make all our decisions? Automation bias refers to the tendency of favor the suggestion of automated system. Take Netflix for example. Everything we see on the platform is their result of algorithm. Even the preview image that are generated. Then to the harness that the power data and machine learning. Netflix categorizes its content into tens of thousands of micro genres. Pairing this general tag with viewers' history allows them to assign several of over 2,000 taste profile to each user. And while there is nothing wrong with allowing Netflix to guide what we watch, there is an enormous sea of content standing by. Estimates from 2015 claim it would take nearly 4 years to watch all Netflix content. 1,000 more hours of content have since been added. If we want to counter this cognitive bias, finding new favorite series on platform like Netflix may require some good old-fashioned human curiosity. The Google effect, also known as digital amnesia. The aptly named Google effect describes our tendency to forget information that can be easily accessed online. First described in 2011 by Bastia Sparrow, Columbia University. And her colleague, their paper described the result of several memory experiments involving technology. In one experiment, participants typed trivia statements into a computer, were later asked to recall them. Half believed the statement were saved, and half believed the statement were erased. The result were significant. Participants who assumed they could look up their statement did not make much effort to remember them. Because search engines are continually available to us, we may often be in a state of not feeling we need to encode the information internally. When we need it, we will look it up. Our modern brain appears to be reprioritizing the information we hold on to. Notably, the study doesn't suggest we are becoming less intelligent. Our ability to learn offline remains the same. The IK effect, identified in 2011, Michael Norton, Harvard Business School. And his colleagues, this cognitive bias refers to our tendency to attach a higher value to things we help create. Combining the IK effect with other related traits, such as our willingness to pay a premium for customization, is a strategy employed by companies seeking to increase intrinsic value that we attach to their products. For instance, American retailer built a bear workshop in Anchor around here, creating highly interactive customer experience. With the help of staff, children or adults can assemble their stuffed animal from scratch, then add clothing and accessory at extra cost. Nike also incorporated this bias into its offering. The footwear company offers a Nike by You line of customization products, where customers pay a premium to design bespoke shoes with an extensive online configurator. While there is nothing necessarily wrong with all susceptible to IK effect, understanding its significance may help us make more appropriate decisions as consumers. What can we do? As we navigate an increasingly complex world, it's natural for us to unconsciously adopt new patterns of behavior. Becoming aware of our cognitive bias and their implication can help us stay on the right course. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for the next podcast.